I hope you've had a wonderful time tonight. I have. How could I not with such a lovely company as yours? My manners? Well, yes. It comes from the way I was raised. You might call it old school. Would you care for a walk around the lake? The moon is full and the stars are shining so brightly. But their beauty could never outshine your own. Perhaps we could sit here on this blanket and gaze at the heavens. I was hoping you would agree to walk. It was a risk I'm glad I took. Your skin is so soft, so warm. Yes, mine is quite cold. I must make a confession, little one. I am much older than I appear. I know, I appear very young, like you. I am not. I'm hundreds of years old. I've lost count, I'm afraid. You laugh at me. I assure you, I'm not joking. Surely my speech and demeanor are enough to show you that things are not as they appear. I'm glad they have drawn you to me. From the moment I laid eyes upon you, I needed you for my own. My dear, I was not joking when I said I am so old. Listen, little one. I am no longer human. I was. Once. I am what you may call a vampire. Once again, I do not jest. Well, at least not at this moment. Look closer at my teeth. Are they not sharp? If you lean in even closer, my eyes, there's a red tint to the brown of my irises. My skin is paler than what is fashionable. And it is cold, cold as ice. You never see me during the day, and... Well, this is why. Can you not see? I am a vampire, my darling girl. I've hidden it from you for months, but I could hide it no longer. I understand if this means... Pardon me? You don't care. But, little one, I can be very dangerous to you. Your lips are sweeter than the finest of wines, my love. Might I sample them again? Oh, but I have a story to tell you, little one. I come from a time when it was not acceptable to taste the flesh of your own kind. When I saw her, nothing could have stopped me from loving her. She was mine and I hers. One night she came to my home. And we made love. It was beautiful. But my father caught us in my bed. He walked in and he held up his gun and he told her she had to leave. He threatened me, to never see her again. You see, I was engaged to a man that I did not love. I did not love men. So, he locked me in my room, forbade me to leave until I was married. I grew afraid that she would never return and I would live a life without passion, without love, without her. Another night, she finally came to my window and opened it. I never could. It was locked tight. And she told me there was a way that I could be with her forever. But she told me that if I went with her, then I would never see my family or the sun again. And that we would live in the darkness of night. I knew I must make a choice, and quickly. My house was very small, and there was a real possibility my father could happen upon us at any moment. I knew that that could prove fatal to us both. So I told her yes. I followed my love into the night. Much like you, I was a slightly naive girl. I didn't understand. I know, but you are naive. But it's part of your charm, my dear. Let me finish my story. I followed her to her home, and she lit a lamp once we arrived. The night was much like tonight. The moon was bright, the sky clear, and the air heavy and sultry. And like you, I did not believe that she was a vampire. Until she held my wrist. Gently nipped at it and fed from me, just the tiniest bit. She told me that if I were to stay with her, then we must go far away from my home and that I must become like her. I agreed and have been a vampire since. I will spare you the details of my transformation. They are not pleasant. Yes, dear. You may ask me as many questions as you like. Yes, we are still together. She's older than I. She appeared 25 when we first met. Perhaps she is truly 50 or so years older than I. She poses as my sister, but we are partners. Yes. We take lovers. When you are together as long as we have been, it is not unusual. It does sound as if I am breathing, yes. I've found humans become unnerved when I don't. So I've learned to fake it. I do feel love and lust. I suppose I am no different than humans in that regard. Even if my lust is a little different, I still love making a woman gasp and moan beneath me. That gasp. So sweet. Why? Why have I brought you here and told you all this? You remind me of myself somewhat. Why? Because when I hold you and kiss you, I remember what it was like to be alive and not this creature who is surely damned. You make me feel alive. Your scent is intoxicating. Look into my eyes. Do not be afraid. I will never hurt you, little one. I only want to bring you pleasure. I need to bring you pleasure. I can hear your pulse quicken. Are you thinking of me? Tasting you, bringing you to the very height of pleasure, perhaps with a very slight sting of pain. You like that? I can tell by that soft whimper and the way you shivered. May I? Please you, little girl. Will you let me love your beautiful body? Worship you? Claim you for my own? You are perfect. My dear, I know this is your first time. If you ever feel uncomfortable, please tell me, okay? I love you, my little girl. My sweet girl. Let me worship you. Your neck. I can feel your pulse beneath my lips. It's so delicious. You like when I kiss that spot right on your neck, don't you? My hands cupping your beautiful breasts through the fabric of your dress. I love how it leaves the top of them bare. So soft, smooth, perfect. As lovely as your dress is, I'm sure your skin is much more so. Would you like me to help you remove it? I was not prepared for... Yes. I'm speechless. It takes quite a bit to do that. You know, I'll never be quite used to the skimpy undergarments ladies wear nowadays. Yes, my own are a bit smaller. Not tonight, little one. Tonight is about you. Let's remove this bra. Oh, perfect. You are perfection. I love that gasp when I graze my thumbs over your nipples, how they harden beneath my touch. How about if I suck on this one a bit? Oh. I love your moans. I love how your body vibrates with every one of them. How your tits jiggle from your quick breaths. That is what you call them nowadays, right? I do love modern dirty talk. It brings things to a whole new primal art. I think this one needs attention as well. Your stomach. It is so soft. I can't resist making you giggle. And your belly button is so cute. Your panties are wet, little one. Might we take them off? You smell delectable. I'm going to kiss your thighs and kiss my way down your legs as I pull them down. Inch by inch. Your legs are beautiful. You are beautiful, my little one. I'm just going to kiss my way up your other leg to your sensitive thigh and kiss and lick. Right here. So close. I am teasing you. I like feeling you squirm beneath me. I'm getting closer. My breath warm and I kiss your other thigh. Right? There. You need me? Tell me that you need me. Tell me you need my mouth and my fingers to please you in a way that no other can. I own you, little one. You are mine. Your beautiful body. Your sweet honey is mine. Yes, my good girl, my sweet pet. I will wait no longer. It is so sweet. You're so wet for me. I'll teach you some tricks so you can try them out on me next. Like moaning. When I moan while sucking on your clit. You can feel those vibrations just shudder down into your mound, can't you? Are you gonna be a good girl and do that for me too? You, little one. I love how wet you are for me. Welcoming. Yes, baby, that's it. Just like that, little one. Give yourself to me. Rod, that feeling. Let it take over. Come for me, my pet. Come for me. Please. Yes. Good girl. You really are lovely. So lovely. So perfect. No, I suppose I didn't, but I love being able to be your first. I haven't fed in a while. Are you sure? Okay. Maybe I could sample your rest. But perhaps that's too visible? Your neck. Right at that spot behind your ear that makes you shiver. I could feed at your soft, creamy thighs. I love being buried between your thighs. That one got a blush. You like it too, don't you? Okay. Let me just kiss you a little. It's better for you when you're aroused. You're squirming around a lot, little one. You long for my tongue again? Is the heat? Thought of that heat, my touch, make your body ready for me again. You are insatiable. I like that. Maybe this time I could push my finger deep inside. Feel your wetness and your warmth. Just enjoy sliding into you. Feeling you around it. Those moans. I can lick and suck your perfect clit. As I slowly move my finger in and out. You're like an inferno in there. Yes. That's it. You're so beautiful. You are perfect. So perfect. You're getting closer? Yes. Don't hold back, my little girl. Don't hold back from me. Come for me, my sweetheart. Yes. You taste exquisite. Care to see? Do you like the taste of your honey mixed with your blood? It's intoxicating. Come, lie in my arms. There, like that. Let me run my fingers through your hair. You're amazing, little girl. I have never touched skin so smooth or tasted another as sweet as you. Tonight, I felt alive, if only for a moment. I love you too, my sweet.